we're here.
Yeah, let's give her.
We're in her there. Welcome to third edition of Off Air. Anyways, Lou's here hanging out with us. A little bonus character.
Hi, Lou.
Great to be here. And I got the vibe. Would you say that this is the episode where there's the least amount of effort and pressure? Like, would you say this is the Biggs and Barr Show with PC Jamie at its most laid back?
Yeah, it's pretty chill. Not that much different from our regular show.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
We worry about structure a little bit more on the regular show just because of timing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like here, we don't really have a... Like, if we get on a topic here and we do 15 minutes on it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. The pressure to perform is low.
Yeah, it's a pretty low... I mean, just kind of hang out and shoot. It's a bonus episode, right?
Yes.
So that's how we treat it.
It's like pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, pizza's good. Like, if it's bad pizza, but it's free, it's still probably... pretty decent.
It'd have to be a really bad pizza for me to say this is a bad piece of pizza.
What about like a grocery store pizza and it's the kind of cheese that doesn't like even fully melt?
Fully melt, it stays in its
still
form.
The strings. Yeah. That's not a
There's
good
thing. There's something about that kind of pizza though.
You know what you're getting with that.
You know, I haven't been in like a while where you go to the restaurant, you order a pizza and it comes on like the tray that's above the table.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And it comes out on its little pedestal with its pizza pan.
It's pre-cut.
Yeah, and you have to reach up to get it.
There's no real sit-in pizza restaurants anymore. There used to be. Yeah. Like Pizza Hut was like you'd go and sit at Pizza Hut.
There's not too many of those left.
Not many sit-in Pizza Huts anymore?
They're
bringing back the lunch
buffet.
They're
like all expresses, most of them.
Okay.
There used to be the town I grew up in, there was a Mother's Pizza.
Yep.
Which was great. And
great
like
salad
bar. All the sports teams used to go, like when you were kids, there would be the end of the year pizza party.
Okay.
And they would come out on those little pedestal tray pizzas.
I love that.
Or, things.
Yeah. A little candle underneath it.
Yeah. And they would bring like pitchers of pop.
Yeah. The pitchers.
Yeah.
Great.
That's a good time.
And the red and white.
Yeah. Red and white checkered tablecloths.
But it was plastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, in, I don't know what they had at Mother's Pizza, but like at Pizza Hut, they had those red cups, no matter what you were drinking. They all looked the same from the outside.
Yeah.
Nice thick red plastic cups.
Yeah.
You could see through, but it was very opaque. Like,
I know that cup with a straw.
Was that what it was like to have a real mother? Is that what? Warm pizza and bendy straws.
Yours gave you away. As avid listeners,
she had
know.
To go open a pizza chain, so she's busy. Ooh. Too busy to raise.
Well, she made great pizza, Chris.
she
may not have known how to take care of a child, but man, your mother, your biological mother, made great pizza.
She could spin care of a one pie.
She took care of one job, my sister.
We tracked your sister down.
Very personal. Do you know that story, Lou?
No.
That we chased down my half sister, Stephanie.
Well, her name was Stephanie, but Chris didn't want to say her name on the air, so he called her Stephanie.
Right.
We found her, and she wanted way more of a relationship than I did. So,
yeah, Chris basically just wanted to be aware of her.
Aware of her and my, like, I really wanted to know my father, like my bloodlines and stuff, but my mother could remember who my father was.
She was tossing it around, eh?
I mean, she was spinning her pizza pie.
She was passing that pie around.
Everybody loved Chris's mother's pie.
She's got a stuffed crust.
Biological.
And then my sister wanted me to like meet my other her half sister is not even related to me.
Oh,
and it just got real weird.
You just disappeared.
I just stopped answering on Facebook.
Yeah that's
unfriend.
A great decision on your point. Yeah.
Which you could say you inherited that skill.
Disappear of just ghosting family members.
That's true. Yeah,
that's very true.
That's an excellent observation.
I mean, they weren't babies, but yes, you're right. I did inherit that skill.
I saw a news story about Harry Chapin, the guy, Cats in the Cradle
and the Silver Spoon.
And it was for Father's Day, and it was an interview with his kids talking about how he was on tour all the time singing that song.
Away from his child? What's a better father-son song, Father and Son by Cat Stevens or Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin?
I don't know the Cat Stevens one, but I bet you it's sweeter.
Go again.
Not 100.
Settle down. You'll be sorry.
If that's how it sounds, I already would have turned it off.
Well, obviously, I'm not Yusuf Islam.
Oh, yeah, that's his name now.
Islam?
It's not Cat Stevens anymore.
He changed
his name many years ago to Yusuf Islam.
Right.
Adopted a new religion.
A Buddhism?
Yeah, probably. That's what it was. Weird name to call yourself, Cat. I don't imagine his parents called him Cat, right?
What was Cat Stevens' original name?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Catrick?
Catrick. Get out.
Lou, what's with the lower-end coffee this morning? Usually you come in with a mom and pop shop or a Starbucks, something that costs $8.
It was just location, doing Lou's Trunk this morning near a McDonald's. So I grabbed this one, but I don't
Thanks
mind.
Thanks for grabbing us one.
I don't mind.
Yeah, that's really awesome
another
of
time
him.
You've come
how big of him?
These coffees, I just get over-creamed.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, I get over-creamed.
Has that happened before?
You must really like that coffee.
Yeah, but you say one cream and then I can look at the color.
Of course.
And, And one time I was trying to take a photo of it to like prove my point.
Right.
But in the photograph, it looked like a normal coffee.
Of course.
Sometimes it doesn't translate, right?
It's like taking a picture of the moon, you know? Like,
yeah. Cat Stevens was born Stephen Dimitri Georgiou.
What is this man?
Pick a lot of names.
Pick a name.
Too many.
I would have stuck with Cat Stevens.
Would you have stuck with Cassius Clay over Muhammad Ali?
Yes, I would have.
Cassius Clay was a pretty cool name.
Yeah. Both were like decent names. But like you had a cool name to start with, you know, religion and stuff.
Yeah, it influences a lot of folks, eh?
Mm-hmm, sure religion? Does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got
some... You grew up religious, Lou?
Oh, yeah. Not super, but church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We'd go on streaks.
What an answer.
Oh, yeah.
not really.
Oh, well, like around Christmas and Easter, you'd be there.
You didn't go every Sunday?
It's funny being Catholic, where it's like, it is oh yeah, and at the same time, it's not.
You're
the Catholic
forced
way
to go, yeah.
It's like, yes, we're Catholic on paper, but then at the same time, the lifestyle doesn't reflect.
Well, it does, though, because if you're Catholic, you can just do whatever you want, essentially, and then just ask to be forgiven, and you're all good.
I think that's what went wrong.
Because my parents are Catholic, and they're still very Catholic. So we went to church when I was at my dad's house. Because my adopted parents then, Luke, got divorced.
Mm. Right. That's not very Catholic.
Chris was...
I was the problem.
He was the best
baby
ever.
Nobody wanted me.
He's like the wedge in a piece of wood when you're trying to split it.
Yeah.
That's
Chris. At least they went from parents not wanting me at all to parents only wanting me half the time. You know what I mean? So it was okay.
That's true. That's a good point.
It was an improvement. Anyways,
like usually parents fight for full custody, but they fought for half custody.
Yeah. What's the least amount we can each have him? 50%? Fair enough.
Okay.
And that's what happened. But my father, who was the religious one, he and his new wife, they went to church every Sunday dragged me and my stepbrother until I was like 15.
Oh, my God.
Just refused to go.
Nothing feels longer than a Catholic mass.
My legs used to get so itchy standing up. Did that ever happen to you? Weird. Like, I don't know what it was. Just
your skin starting to burn.
And because you're in the wrong place.
Probably. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
In reality, how long is a mass, really? An hour? An hour?
Yeah. A long one's like an hour, 10. A short one's like 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah, a quickie is 45.
But there's a lot of sit, kneel, stand. Mm-hmm. Sit, kneel, kneel, stand, sit, kneel.
Also, there's
shake
judgment.
Everyone's hand around you.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun part. That's the most fun part of the...
Well, because you know it's coming to an end, because that's near the end of a mass, too. So when you
and you're saying peace be with you, shaking hands.
And also with you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you know that. Jason knows that.
I've been there.
I bet you never turned down the bread.
You're saying I'm fat?
I wouldn't have turned it down.
From every second week, a small disc of...
I would have gone every time.
A Melba toast? You think that's what made me fat?
No.
Not the bag of Oreos I would have got on a daily basis.
I would have been like, oh, the food time.
The food time.
Yeah, but isn't like a little wafer doesn't like melt on your
puts
tongue?
Puts fingers in your mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah. Where have they been?
I don't know. You probably taste. You can probably tell by the taste where they've been, Jamie.
No, they don't.
They don't anymore. Now they drop it in your hand.
You can choose.
But back then, it was in your tongue.
Wow.
And then they just do a little trace.
So if you were last in line, you get a little bit of everyone else's spit.
Good God.
Yeah.
What about the wine? Everyone from the same cup?
Yeah. Oh, no, there's like three or four cups. They go stand in different places. Not a lot of people took the
200 perishers, one cup.
There's judgment also with the kneeling. The people that rest their asses on the pew.
Instead of being forward all the time.
I was a big ass rester.
Yeah, see, hell. That's hell.
I'm going to hell for that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to hell for.
That's the difference.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Well.
Your prayers don't get answered if your ass is on the pew.
I wasn't praying. I was just thinking of
just changing positions. That's it.
Jamie.
Were you not?
I'm sure as I got into my teens, the women crossed my mind. I wouldn't say specifically they're women.
Ew. Rude. So rude.
You fucking said it.
I didn't say it.
You did.
Not like that.
Were you ever like in the choir or an altar boy?
Yeah, I was an altar boy.
You were an altar boy.
Oh, wow. You were very
deep in the room.
And the answer's no.
Yeah.
You weren't altered?
That's not my joke.
You weren't altered.
But when you guys are talking about like Pizza Hut.
Right.
We'd get taken out of
subject
school.
Change.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get taken out of school for funerals.
That's what we'd offer you. I'll get you some Pizza Hut if you... Let me.
That was the carrot. Yeah. So if there was a funeral, the priest would come and take like 3 or 4 of us out of school. So we were always happy when there's a funeral because it meant
great, yeah.
We get pulled out of school. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we get to walk over to Pizza Hut.
That sounds like a good day.
Buffet. And then the priest just came in afterwards, picked up the bill.
Came in where?
And then drove us back to school.
Oh, okay.
This is fond memories, actually. But I'd always screw up the bell as well. Fondle memories? Ring the bell at the right time.
Oh. Stop it. Timing? Yeah. Timing on the bell?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So. For whom did it toll?
Jimmy would bell like for? To know if the priest f*** you.
No.
Yeah. He's been insinuating it I for never some said time. That.
Unless I have blocked out the memory, which sometimes I do wonder,
don't
you
think
know,
about
if,
it.
If like a self-defense.
Picture in your mind.
What was his name?
Yeah, what was your priest's name?
I'll just go to Pizza Hut one day and have a complete mental yeah. breakdown.
What was his name?
The
father?
The priest?
Yeah, father.
Well, daddy to Lou.
Yeah.
I don't think he's alive anymore.
Oh.
So he didn't have a name?
You just don't want to give his name.
You don't want to tarnish the memory.
You don't want to be smirched.
You know, we tease, but they're not all bad.
Of course not.
My high school priest was bad.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah, he was bad. Mm. The high school chaplain. Yeah.
Like before you got there, while you were there?
While, during, but not.
Not to you.
It wasn't. It came out after I had left.
Oh. Obviously not all of them. Obviously. But a crazy amount.
But
a crazy amount.
Way too high a number of them.
Yeah. There was a whole movie about it. Spotlight.
Yeah,
great movie.
It is.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, also a terrible movie.
Yes.
But
like a well
movie.
Done movie.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Where I used to live in Newmarket, it was like the priest jail, they called it. They would send them to like this amazing property sanctuary up in the rolling hills. And that's where ones who had been bad and were like suspended for a bit would go and spend some time. And then they'd be
all with each other.
Let back in.
Wow.
They'd be let back in.
The crazy thing about the whole thing is not that that job attracts that type of person.
No.
Obviously. It would, but it's that they didn't do anything to stop it. They just moved them around,
the
shifted,
story.
Covered it up.
Yeah.
That's what makes the whole thing
awful.
Yes.
Did you, did you have anything that you want to talk about that didn't involve, assault?
No.
This is good with you?
I have good memories. Yeah, no, everything was fine.
Aside from that.
Yeah,
a different topic.
Different topic.
Like a side from that.
You
like
said
boarding
you had
something
you wanted to talk about on the show earlier.
Okay,
let's get out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, it's not a fun topic.
I just got
probably
back from
have to cut most of this out.
I just got back from a golf trip.
Uh-huh. All right.
With my friends, and we have rules like mulligans, one mulligan on the front nine, one on the back nine.
It's a lot of mulligans.
For those who don't know, a mulligan is when you get to retake a shot.
Gimme.
Yeah.
But it's a tee shot, though.
Yeah, tee shot only. Yeah. Using my mulligan when you have a bad one. All right. But we have another rule for our tournament. You have a reverse mulligan. And that is when another player has a good shot.
You can take it away from them.
You say, reverse mulligan, do it again.
That's terrible.
Yeah, okay. No, I like that rule. That makes golf more interesting.
Well, if you're giving mulligans, you should be able to give a reverse mulligan. Yeah.
How many? You know? get one of those?
Yeah, just one.
Well, for each nine?
No, the whole game.
Oh, the whole game.
Because it's intense. The reverse mulligan's intense.
It's brutal.
Yeah. You should give each player three.
Three reverse.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
It would take 5 hours.
Could you play your own game? So you're not keeping score then in that. Like, how could you possibly keep score with a reverse mulligan if you put one down the fairway, get reversed?
Yeah, but if you hit one in the bush, your score doesn't count either. If you're giving yourself a mulligan.
Yeah.
That's not a real play.
No, you're right. I guess as long as there's mulligans, you can't really keep a real score.
No.
But I've never even heard of the reverse mulligan.
You've never heard of that?
That's terrible.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. But I understand
it's a soul crushing. You know, I can't golf anymore. I'm terrible. Yeah. And I was having a rough round, and I finally, like the fourth tee, I blazed one down the center, like one of my big like.
Yeah.
Crushes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and I just heard reverse mulligan from the carts, and I was like, give me 6 drinks right now because this is the worst. I was so mad.
And then the next one, snap hook into
right
somebody.
Into the woods, straight line, directly
hit one
into the
backwards.
Forest.
I have heard of worst ball.
Oh,
you,
play the
you
worst
have to
ball?
Play the worst ball in like a scramble or
a two-man
scramble. You have to play the worst ball, which makes it very hard.
And we did because there's breakfast ball, and then we have mental health balls.
How many fucking mulligans do you get?
Yeah, what are
those? How many redos do you get?
You guys shooting like a 40?
Yeah. And if you just go, sorry, I had an intrusive thought or something. mental health, I gotta take. Yeah, and then there's
thinking about my high school chaplain.
Over 100. How bad is your crew of golfers?
Like you might be worse than me. I only play once every 6 years.
Maybe. And then there's the multiverse ball. where just create a new multiverse where you take that shot again.
So you have like a mulligan, a hole almost.
Yeah.
And you still shot over 100.
Yeah.
Do you play fairway balls? Everyone saw you pipe it down the fairway and then you get there.
I forget what it's called. Yes.
It's gone.
Gallery ball.
Yeah, so that's what it's called.
Of course. But everyone has to approve.
Yes. Yeah. That has to be a group decision on like what happened to this ball.
Totally.
Was there money on the line?
No.
Oh,
no,
well, then who cares? Then whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
Whatever rules you want, then.
But one guy did get an ace. He got a hole in one.
That's amazing.
Three.
That's crazy.
And no one made the reverse mulligan joke. Like, it occurred to us, like, later that night. Wow, how funny would that have been? Some guy gets a hole in one.
And you reverse, mulligan.
Do it again.
Look at Jamie's face.
I can't even fathom. Now, would you still... you still count that as his ace, or would you say, but you got reverse mulligan, you can't say you got a hole in one?
You always have a hole in one.
It makes the story better if you took it away from him.
It's not on the scorecard.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would leave. I would. Oh my God.
This is the first conversation I've had about golf that actually seemed appealing.
And one guy's retired military, so he was saying veterans ball. I got a veterans ball.
What? Oh, I bet he claimed that.
There's
every
no money. Who cares? They're just playing for fun.
Yeah.
And then don't tell me that guy comes up, haha, I beat you by five. Like, that's where it's the worst. Like, Chris and I used to play with a guy who I've seen people like joke about it now. He didn't count his gimme as a stroke. So he'd be like in and out. He'd be a clear eight.
Blizzard.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a clear eight.
Right.
And he'd be like, all right, you can pick it up. And that would have been his eighth shot. And then you get back and be like, yeah, give me a seven there. And he wouldn't count the pickups. Of course it is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's coming in.
He was always understroking.
Yeah, so then you'd be coming in and you'd be kind of close to him. And you'd be like, you'd be so mad. But really, again, you really doesn't matter unless it's
for money. So last golf trip, the first day, I golfed really well, actually, that first day. Our friend Jesse did not believe my score because he wasn't in our foursome. He's like, there's no way. He's like, I've golfed with you. You're terrible. There's no way you got that. And it was still like a low. It wasn't like it was crazy, like a 91 or something. It wasn't nuts, but it was a decent enough. Like for, he refused to accept it. And then so the next day we were in a foursome together and I lost the ball in really shallow rough. And I was like, I was so annoyed. I'm like, I'm just going to drop a ball and pretend like it was like, I'm going to pick up a ball and pretend like it was. I'm not losing this ball. I've lost so many I was having the worst round anyways. I'm like, I'm going to cheat for one stroke. I don't care. I'm just going to find my ball because it's basically a gallery ball. But Jesse caught me because I picked it up. And I'm like, he's like, oh, that's your ball? It's right here. And I was like, So then he's like, so then the rest of the round, he's nonstop discounting my score the day before.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I don't care.
But this is a guy who eats pizza with a knife and fork.
Yeah.
So.
And I've seen him
tee off the fairway when we can't see him for money.
In a money game.
I'm sure there are more. But about the gimmies, not counting the gimmies and strokes, I also know of someone that was doing that.
Who is it?
It's annoying.
It's a family member, and say, no, you gotta count those.
Yeah,
and he goes, but you said that's good. You said you'll give that to me.
Yeah, the stroke.
It's a gimme.
You don't have to. Yeah, but he thought when someone says I'll give that to you,
you meant on that number.
That was so close. I'm just gonna pretend it went in. No.
Oh my God.
Changes the whole game. Yeah,
that's not how it works. I like driving the cart.
See, and I don't like. I'd rather be passenger. I drive all the time. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to get out and golf. I just want to drive the cart.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Looking for someone else's ball. How half-assed do you do that?
I don't even look for my own ball.
Right.
I look for 5 seconds. Is he here? No, drop. Like, I'm not away.
Some guys will search.
Dude, well, you know my boy Lance.
Oh, yeah. Well, he finds them.
The hound. He goes into the woods. He comes out like 9 balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just has a gift, man. He has a gift.
I get it. You kind of feel like you're treasure hunting. There is a...
Sure.
You got a little hit of dopamine or something when you find a nice golf ball.
You went golfing, Jamie, at Jay Peak.
At Jay Peak in Vermont, yes.
Now, I also went to Jay Peak, not for that, for a hockey tournament, and the golf course had closed, and one kid went into, like, the woods and everything.
Yeah.
All the leaves had fallen off the trees, and in that weekend found over 300 golf balls.
Oh, my God. I believe it. It's very wooded.
And a lot have only been hit once.
Yeah.
Like that was their maiden voyage.
Well, there's some guys who have a business. They'll go in with their scuba gear, Jason.
Oh, yeah, in Florida.
And pick up all the balls.
Yeah.
Good times.
Luke, thanks for hanging out. Bonus podcast as always. Everybody else, you know where to find our regular stuff. Right here. same place you're listening to this.
You don't even really have to seek it out. It'll just be there.
Click the auto download, subscribe stuff wherever you're listening to this. Appreciate it.
Kiss, kiss. Neighbor bend down, looking at each other's feet. Thought they might kiss. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have some more of Selena Gomez's cookies.
Put half in your mouth, and I'll come over and take the other half. I'm kidding. Disgusting. That's disgusting. It made my stomach.
When our mustaches touch.
This is Off Air, that is its name.